I really appreciate
it, Millie.
Oh,
that's all right, don't mention it.
I really do.
Oh, don't mention
it. I hope I can make it up to you.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Finey, what happened to the contract that we signed?
Oh,
did you find it?
Unfortunately, I haven't found it yet. I've searched everywhere for it, but I couldn't find it.
Yes.
I'll definitely send it to you once I find it. Or better yet, I'll just rip it up and throw it in the bin. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. Okay, excuse me.
No worries.
Goodbye.
Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Farhanak, you're driving really fast, you know.
My mum was feeling perfectly fine when I left the house today.
Oh, geez.
Where are you?
What's it to you?
I want to send you the check.
Leave it there. I'll come pick it up later.
You won't be setting foot here ever again. I'm going to send someone to give it to you.
I'm not home right now. Send it tomorrow.
Listen carefully to what I have to say. From this moment on, I don't know anyone named Sahar Bazogmer. And you don't know anyone named Farhad Fani. Don't get fooled by your pal again. If you try to rip me off one more time, I'll be a totally different person.
Was that Farhad?
Yes.
What is he supposed to send you tomorrow?
The check.
Why tomorrow?
Because I want to be with you if you're taking your mom to the hospital.
I'll take her there myself if I need to. I'll drop you off at a taxi station so you can go home. Call him and tell him to send you that check now.
What difference does it make? The banks are closed now anyway. Let him send it tomorrow.
Send this envelope to this address tomorrow. Via courier mail.
Sure. This is Iran Fada. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Jalili.
Hello, Shayesteh. How are you?
Good, thanks. Is Mr. Fani there?
Yes, one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fani, but Shayesteh is on the line for you.
Put her through.
Okay.
Hello, darling.
Hi. Why don't you send anyone to come and pack away the furniture?
Oh, dear. I forgot to tell you. I called Ahmad today. He said he can't paint our house yet. He's got to paint somewhere else and won't be able to do our house for another 2 weeks. I was really peeved, so I said don't bother coming anymore.
Well, he's here right now.
He is? How come?
He says he's come to leave his things here so he can start painting.
Give him the phone. I want to tell him to leave and forget about it.
Why don't you let him start tomorrow now that he's here?
Forget it, darling. He is lying through his teeth.
He's come there to put a mark on our wall so he can make us wait 2 weeks while he takes care of another job.
But you said he's a good man.
Yes, I did. I made a mistake. Give him the phone so I can get rid of him.
Okay. It's Mr. Fani.
For me?
Yes.
Hello there, sir.
Hey, Ahmad. Didn't you say you couldn't come there for another 2 weeks?
Well, I don't want to turn into a liar, so I spoke to my boss and he said I could come, so I came.
Look, I don't want you to paint my house.
Why not, sir?
I have nowhere to go right now. It's not a good time. Besides, I told you I was looking for an excuse to send
my wife to her mother's house so she can make up with her mother.
Did they make it up?
Hey, Ahmad, don't talk like that in front of my wife.
She'll find out it was all a scheme and then she won't talk to me. Why don't you pack your things and tell my wife your husband was really upset with me. He doesn't want me to paint the house.
But, sir, I can't lie.
All right, fine. Just hang up the phone and say bye. Go wait outside and I'll come make it up to
you. All right, sure. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Yes, my darling. What is it? Why are you acting like this? You want to go back, don't you?
Don't be silly. Go inside.
Should we go in? Let's go. Woohoo! Hello.
Hello, dear.
Here you go.
Oh,
here's
darling.
Your granddaughter. She's come
lovely.
To pay her grandmother a visit.
What a darling. She's come to get kisses from her grandma. Oh, I love you so much.
Hello, Mom. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. How are you? Why didn't you tell me to make dinner?
Well, the thing is, Paristo insisted on seeing you as soon as possible, so we decided to come today. But it doesn't matter now. We'll just order something from outside.
I'll make something.
Please forgive me, Mom. I never wanted to upset you.
You didn't do anything to upset me.
I wasn't feeling well during my last months. I felt upset over the smallest things. I'm sorry if I did anything to hurt you. I didn't do it on purpose.
Not at all. You didn't hurt me. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Here we
Give
go.
Her to me. Give
go
her
to your grandmother.
To me.
Go
Hello
see Grandma.
There. You're such a dear. Yes, you are. Such a little
oh,
dear.
Look at her. Go
you
on.
Beautiful girl.
This way, sir.
Thank you.
Excuse me, ma'am. Come in.
Come in.
Thank you very much. Hello, madam.
Hi.
Please don't stand.
Sit down, please. Please.
Please.
Take a seat.
Sit down. My name is Mehdi
you?
Faraman. That's my ID there.
Yes.
I was told that my cousin, Leila Faraman, is attending this school here.
Yes. Mrs. Siraj did speak to me about you.
So then she must have told you what the family of Layla's father is requesting. You see, I would like to ask if you could arrange something so that I can see my uncle's wife.
Well, actually, I told Mrs. Siraj this as well. We are not allowed to give anyone the address of any of our students. But I can arrange for you to meet her inside the school premises.
Thank you very much. That's fine. I'm not going to insist on giving me their address.
I have to ask you a favor, though. If your uncle's wife decides she doesn't want you to see Leila for any reason, please make sure you don't try talking to her. Can you promise me that?
No, unfortunately. Look, my uncle's wife can make decisions about her own life, but not about my cousin's life and her paternal family.
Then you can forget about it.
Listen to me for a moment, Mrs. Fatemi. I came here so that you could help me somehow. I know that my uncle's family have problems, and I plan on helping them out as much as I could. I didn't come here so that you could draw lines and borders and stop me from getting what I'm after. I didn't come here just to speak words, just to say a few words and thank God that I did my duty. Like I said, I really want to help my uncle's family. I want to make them return to their original family. And I want Leila to see her grandparents.
You are not allowed to meet Leila without her mother's consent.
All right then, Mrs. Fatemi, please. Could you do me a favor and tell Leila's mother the things that I told you then? I will deal with the rest.
Okay then. Please, would you write down your phone number and I can contact you?
Sure. May I borrow your pen, please?
Sure.
I'll give you my cell phone number.
Sol Ho Ch. چه شد و سالها چه شد و جوانی رفت و پیری آمد.
Hello.
Hello, hello, my darling.
Hello, how are you doing?
Come sit down.
Thank you.
Paris Du went to her room just now.
Yeah? Okay, then. How are you, Grandad?
So, tell me.
Yes?
Did you find a place for your business?
Not yet, Grandad. No.
Oh, dear.
We gave your little girl a bath today.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Grandma.
Go ahead and see them. We'll come there in a moment.
Okay. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello. I'm calling from Fatemi High School, Mr. Faramund.
Hello, how are you?
Are you able to come here? We've arranged a meeting with Mrs. Ghaffari.
Today?
Yes, she'll be here to see you today. Please be here at 4 p.m. after school gets out.
Sure thing, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, thank you.
What happened?
What happened? Nothing, Grandma. I'm just really happy today. Just really happy.
Oh, thank God.
Grandad, I have to go. Excuse me.
Hey, the world belongs to them now.
That's right.
Honestly.
All finished. You saw that.
Parasu, guess who just called me?
Who?
Layla's school principal.
No way. Already?
Yes. Yes, she arranged a meeting between me and Uncle Hamid's wife. I'll see Susan at school at 4 today. I wish you could have come with me.
What for?
Well, actually, I'm too shy to see her after all these years. I really don't know what I'm going to say to her now.
I'd like to go with you, but, well, I don't think she'd want to say some things in front of me. She might not even say anything if she sees me.
Make sure my girl doesn't catch a cold.
No, she's well covered. She won't catch a cold, will you?
Daddy's little princess.
Hello there.
How was class today?
Not bad. You weren't there last lesson,
no,
were you?
No, unfortunately, I was absent.
It's okay, I've got the notes for you.
Really? Can you bring them for
sure,
me?
Sure, give me a call tonight, will you?
Thank
Remind
you.
Remind me and I'll make sure to bring
hey,
it for you.
Hey, look, Mr. Faramund.
Don't worry. Don't look at him.
Excuse me. Miss Usley, excuse me for a second.
Oh, what a poor man. Just look at him.
Okay.
See you.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Nazanin, I'm sorry. I know you're mad at me. But I'd like you to give me another chance. Can we talk for a bit?
Yes.
Please forgive me. You know what I think about you. You misunderstood me the other day. Okay, fine. I know you're upset with me. But why won't you answer my calls?
I wasn't home and I didn't bring my charger.
I didn't see you at the university either.
What's that?
It's to celebrate my loan.
Did you get it already?
Yes.
So what is it? Are you spending your money already?
No, well, I thought we could take a small share out for ourselves, couldn't we? Nazanin, I didn't know what to get you, and I know you don't like gold and jewelry and that sort of stuff, so I thought I'd get you this.
Well, what is it? Show me.
No, you have to guess.
I don't know. Just tell me
what
it is.
I won't give it to you. You have to guess. Try to guess.
I don't know.
Take it and open it.
Yeah?
Nazanin, I know I really hurt you lately. Trust me, my only goal in life is to make you happy. I'll do anything to always keep a smile on your face.
Mehran, why did you buy this? Take it back right away.
What for?
Mehran, this is really expensive. Go and return it. I don't want it.
Don't worry about it. It's not important. Wait until I get rich. I'll let you have anything you want. I'll buy the whole world for you.
You've totally forgotten about college, yes?
Do you really want me to spend 3 or 4 of the best years of my life doing something I don't enjoy?
You won't back down, will you?
Look, if your problem is your dad, I'll go talk to him. I just want your approval at the moment. Trust me, Nazanin. If getting a college degree is that important to you, okay? I'll go study and get my degree after I get my business up and running.
You getting a college degree isn't my problem here, okay?
What is it then?
Look, I just don't want to keep going against my dad's will, that's all.
You know, Nazanin, I'm pretty sure that once your dad sees what a smart, witty, self-sufficient son-in-law he's got, he'll overlook something small and insignificant like getting a college degree. I know what I'm like. I know that if I plan on studying, I'll have to spend 4 years to finish 2 years of university, you know? And then I'll end up with a degree that I won't know what to do with. If you give me your approval, I'll start working from this instant. I'll create a life for you that'll make the whole world jealous.
Well, what are you going to do about my dad? Will you tell him?
Yes, Nazanin. I'll deal with your dad. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to your dad. Your dad's a rational guy. He didn't seem like an irrational guy at all when I met him. It won't be too hard to convince him either.
I totally disagree. My parents won't back down. Education is really important to them.
No one else's opinion is important to me but yours. If you really want me to continue studying, if you really want me to go to college, then fine. I'll go, even though it's hard for me.
So, I won't talk to my dad about it. You'll have to talk to him yourself.
Okay, I'll speak to him myself. Hello, hey Saeed, how's it going? Okay? I'll call you back, all right? I can't really talk right now. What? What do you mean? It must be a mistake. No, don't worry. It must be a mistake. Okay, well, go ask them the reason, okay? All right, fine. There's no need for you to go. I'll go and ask myself, okay? Okay, I'll call you back later, Saeed, all right? Goodbye.
What's wrong?
Nothing. One of my friends, his check bounced. I have to go see what happened.
So you'll tell my dad then, yes?
Yeah, you don't need to say anything. I'll talk to your dad myself.
I don't know why Mr. Mamarian's phone is switched off. Hey, didn't Saeed tell you why they closed our account?
No, he was pretty scared himself. He kept saying that we shouldn't go near his real estate agency because they might catch us.
Catch us? Why should they have to catch us? What did we do?
I don't know. Maybe they found out.
Found what out?
That we actually got the loan through connections and stuff, you know?
But how could they have found that out?
I don't know, man.
If they were going to find out, they'd realize it before putting money in our account.
Then why did they close the account? They must have found out.
No, it must be an administrative mistake or something. I'm sure about it.
I don't know why this even happened.
Don't worry, bro. It'll be fine. You keep getting upset over every little thing. We'll sort it out.
He's going to run off with 1.5 billion tomans.
He must think he's really smart.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you so afraid of? We didn't do anything. There's nothing to worry about, man. If they say anything, we'll just blame it on Mr. Memorian.
What if they refuse to believe it?
Give me a break, for God's sake. If anyone sees you like this, they'll think you've murdered someone. Have you forgotten what you kept saying, that work is hard and stuff like that?
No, please sit down. Now, Mr. Faramund.
Yes?
Is this your signature?
No.
No, look closer. I'm talking about this one.
Yes, it's my signature. Sivash, let's go already. We might get in trouble.
Sit down, man, sit down. They've got our phone numbers and our addresses, okay?
Come in, come in.
Hello.
Hello. Please take a seat. Please sit down. You're Mehdi, right?
Yes.
The last time I saw him, he was this tall. How are you, Mehdi? How are your parents?
Good, thank you. We're very well.
Are you going to be standing the entire time? Please sit down. Please sit down. Kids grow up really fast.
That's right. Well, since we work in schools, we see how quickly kids grow up and their troubles.
Okay, well, we're going to let you talk privately. We don't want to get in your way. Excuse us. Let's go.
Are you well, Ansu?
Yes, not bad. But tell me, how come you suddenly remembered your uncle's wife?
I've always remembered you, of course. I never thought that...
How's your aunt?
She's fine. But unfortunately, Grandad, well, he isn't too well, so...
How come? He seemed fine when I saw him outside not too long ago. They didn't see me, though. They were shopping with Homer. But your grandfather seemed well. I mean, he didn't look like he was ill.
Yes, thankfully. Physically, he's in good shape. But he's just... Well, he's not well emotionally, really. Aunt Sue, why have you distanced yourself from the family so much?
Oh, Mehdi... It's a long story.
It's really strange. We more consider ourselves Muslim, but we don't behave Islamically in the family.
I know.
I don't want to talk about the past. Let's put the past behind us. Please, just come with me to Grandad's house right now. Who knows how much longer he'll be alive? It's not fair for him to go without seeing you for so many years.
Hopefully he'll stay alive for many years to come.
Aunt Sue, that's just a prayer.
Would you like some tea?
Thank you.
Aunt Sue, please come with me. Let's go to the house in Monaria. I'm living there at the moment. I swear to God that Aunt Homer and the others will be so excited to see
you. They might be thrilled now. But afterwards, they'll be hurt more than before. Let everything stay the way it is. You see, Mehdi,
They still remember Hamid and Susan as a happy couple.
Don't you care about Layla?
If I didn't care about her, I might have distanced myself from the whole family all these years, just so she wouldn't get hurt.
Was the separation beneficial to you?
Mernush and Meran, how are they?
Aunt Sue, please help me. I don't want Grandad to live unhappily during his final years of his life.
Whatever I did, it was just so that no one would get caught up in our troubled lives, Mehdi. There are a lot of things that you are not aware of.
I am aware. I'm aware of many things.
Then you should realize that things will only get worse if we start seeing the family again. I wouldn't have come here if I thought it would fix anything. But I was worried you might see Layla and tell her everything. To be honest, I was a bit scared.
Don't worry about that. I'll never speak to Layla without your permission. Even if I hadn't seen you, I would have found Layla and followed her to your home address, but I would have never talked to her because she doesn't know me. Aunt Sue, I'm not going to let you live alone anymore. I won't let you distance yourself from the family. I've come here because I want to help you and Uncle Hamid. I know that these days Uncle Hamid is...
Hamid is not even capable of helping himself anymore.
But why do you say that now? A lot of people who were drug addicts in the past have regretted it and gone into rehabilitation, and now they're clean and living their lives normally. If we leave these people alone and don't help them, it's like we're telling them, do whatever you want, and then it'll be our fault. We made a mistake from the very beginning. Right from the start, we should have told Grandad about everything.
I had promised your uncle that I wouldn't tell. And besides, I couldn't bring myself to tell Nemat. They were always very kind to me, so I couldn't allow myself to be upset with them for something like that.
Stop looking at them. What are they suspicious about? Maybe they're trying to be super careful because the loan amount is so large.
What are you talking about? They deposited the money into our account.
So what?
Mr. Faramund, where is the actual deed?
You returned it to us yourself.
Sorry?
Mr. Memarian, he's a broker. He said there's no need for us to have the actual deed.
Now how is that even possible? The deed needs to remain within the bank. Your deed hasn't even been taken to a public notary.
But the bank supervisor gave us the deed back himself.
Mr. Faramund?
Yes, that's me.
Please come with us.
I'm sorry,
where to?
That's
the bank security department.
What for?
Come with me, we'll explain everything in there.
You need to come too, sir.
Who, me?
Yes, come with me.
Why me? The deed's not even in my name.
It's not in his name either. We know whose name is on the deed. Follow me.
Sit down, please. You can go.
Excuse me, sir. Has something happened?
Mr. Mehran Faramand?
That's me.
Did you apply for a loan?
Yes.
Okay. So where's the original deed?
At home. Excuse me, sir. Please tell me, what has happened?
How can you not know what happened?
I swear to God, we don't know.
You mean you really don't know that the deed is not in your name? We made an inquiry and found out the deed's owner is Mr. Amir Shalchi. So?
But, sir, we made the loan request a long time ago, before selling our property. We sold it just recently. It hasn't been long at all.
We made an inquiry. Your loan approval hasn't even been mentioned in the deed. Furthermore, why isn't the property owner's signature in any of the bank's documents?
I was given authority on his behalf.
Where's your authorization letter?
He gave me verbal authority so I could take care of his banking for him.
Uh-huh. And then he decided to sell his property without even mentioning the loan in the deed, correct?
Well, you see, we ended up giving promissory notes instead of the property deed itself.
Mm-hmm. Promissory notes in return for a loan of $1.5 billion. Okay. And the authorization letter is written for...
Mehdi Faramand. He's my brother.
Write down your brother's phone number.
What for?
The authorization letter is in your brother's name. He'll have to come and explain a few things.
But my brother isn't even aware of anything.
That's how it appears. But he'll have to explain how the deed and his authorization letter made their way to the bank.
But what is he supposed to explain when he's not aware of anything, sir?
Now listen here, buddy. He needs to be informed. You tried getting a loan worth 1.5 billion tomans without leaving a riel with the bank as security. Does that seem normal to you?
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to interrupt, but are the banks always this uptight? Did you care this much when 3 billion tomans got embezzled? Did you get anything as security for that?
Look, Mr. Mamorian told us that instead of giving the bank a deed, we could give promissory notes that were worth 3 times the amount of the loan. He told us the supervisor at the bank had agreed to it. Otherwise, we would never have sold our property.
Who's Mr. Mamorian?
He's a broker.
So tell me, where did you find him?
A newspaper ad.
How many times has he arranged a loan for you?
This was the first time, I swear.
What's the address of his office?
We haven't got his address. We've just got his phone number.
Interesting. You didn't know this person. And yet you gave him the deed and authorization.
Excuse me, sir. If what he's doing is illegal, then why did he put an advertisement in the paper?
Sivash.
I'm serious. If what he's doing is illegal, then why don't they stop the newspapers from advertising these things? We're young, and like many other young people, we needed money to start our own business. He told us he could get a loan for us. Is it illegal to get a loan?
We've warned people over and over again not to trust newspaper ads.
We didn't see your warning, so what we're doing isn't illegal.
Forgery is illegal.
Come on, what's been forged here?
Is this your signature?
Yes.
Why did you sign this contract when the deed wasn't even in your name? We've been told that this signature has been forged, and that the person who signed the authorization letter isn't Mehdi Faramand.
My brother and I were in charge of that property, sir. He was busy that day, so I signed it on his behalf.
But you just said he wasn't aware of the loan. You need to call your brother and tell him to come here. Just wait here, please.
Why should my brother come here, sir? He doesn't even know about anything. I wanted to get the loan.
If it's true that he really was unaware of what's happened, you'll also be charged with defalcation. The two of you will be detained. for the time being.
Detained, sir? But my family's dealing with a lot of problems at the moment. I swear to God, we'll be in trouble if they find
out. Now, look here, Mr. Faramund. You're being accused of serious criminal offences, forging a signature, the illegal use of public documentation, and defrauding a bank. Call your brother, tell him to come.
But come on. دست تو از دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری یا از سر بگیری کم میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی
تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی